the topic. She asked me what's my name, I tell her I am Connie. And I said, girl, tell me what's your name. And she tell me that her name is Jamaica. And I said, smile, girl, smile. Smile for me, Jamaica. And I said, smile, girl, smile. Beautiful woman with the sweetest gift. Beautiful sunrise and an evening kiss. Of a nice sunset on the evening season. But she tell me say she tired. Tired of the exploits and the liars. She give them reggae, give them beaches, give them flowers and the ferns. All she got is abuse in return. But I say, don't you worry yourself, mama. Hey, chronic is here to your help, mama. Give them the one drop beat on a rhythm, rhythm. Are you give them bob with a different stepping? Are you give them bolt? Nobody can run left him. Boy, but see ya, they must think say you're out of ideas. You give them art and sweet literature. You're gonna make the world see the better picture. I said, no worry yourself, mama.
COVID-19 Jamaica South Coast show, and the situation that I'm a little bit concerned about right now. Part of the reason that I'm concerned right now is because I see us here in Jamaica opening up, but I see us here on the South Coast that's actually not actually creating the opportunities for us here on the South Coast that we're creating for the rest of the country. So I'm asking you to join me here tonight on a Caribbean radio show, which I'm live on right now. Join me in my petition to the Prime Minister of Jamaica, Ministry of Health, and all the members of the cabinet to come together and understand that here in Jamaica, okay, we are concerned as regular citizens as to how you're doing this opening up of the country. In saying that, I would like to say that I am actually very pleased with the way the Prime Minister and the Minister of Health and the Cabinet is handling the COVID-19. And I really and truly would like to get this show to go back to where we talk about the Jamaica South Coast eco-community tourism and the areas of Jamaica. Now, if you all followed today as I travel, because of course you know the beaches, by the way, cheers, Red Stripe, everybody knows that. They don't pay me for this. I just like my Red Stripe beer because it's a beer manufactured here in Jamaica. It's a Jamaican product. The cassava farmers are making a lot of money from it. So I give my regards to the industry as I have been consuming a lot of this all day today. Now back to my original thing. I am the type of person, totally unbiased in how I feel and what I think about how things are going. So whatever I say here tonight, I am actually stating it still in approval of the way the government of Jamaica has been handling COVID-19. But folks, I have to bring to you some concerns that I have. Look, you don't have to agree with me. You don't have to accept what I'm saying here tonight. What I'm asking you to do is if you have a point to make, we have a number here. For those of you in the United States or abroad that can call this number to discuss the topics that I'm going to cover tonight, get a pen, give you a break, and I'll sip of my Red Stripe, and you all write this number down. Because, you see, I'm going to sit here and talk all night for the next 90 minutes, of course, and you don't call in and you don't make comment or question or remark. I'm just going to be the person to be able to talk and present my case. But if you have a different case to present or comment or question, you can call in on this show. The show is, let's first of all start with the radio station itself. Dr. F, thank you very much for giving me this platform to work with. It's a Caribbean radio show. It's crsradio.com if you're on Facebook. Go to that site, join our group, and you'll be able to see everything that we talk about. I'm going to be the first to tell you that there's a lot of things that I see on CRSradio.com that I don't agree with. And I'm sure that tonight you're going to hear a lot of things from me that you don't agree with as well. I'm going to be abusive, and I'm going to be very accepting of your opinion. So if at any point of what I'm saying tonight you don't agree with, or you want to agree with, or you just want to make a comment of your own, feel free to call in, because I will never, ever be disrespectful to you in your comment. I am politically unbiased. My sole purpose on the Jamaica South Coast show is to present to you the Jamaica South Coast for eco-community tourism and what I believe is lacking and are providing by this government of Jamaica right now to make sure and ensure that me, that's living in Alligator Pond, a retired, returning resident of Jamaica, can actually see my community develop with a sustainable income without changing the way we do business right now. Many, many people that look forward to this type of experience. Today, folks, I was in Treasure Beach. I was in Great Bay. For those of you who follow me on Facebook and CRSradio.com, Facebook, CRSradio.com, you would have seen today that I started out my morning in Great Bay, Treasure Beach, which is about 45 minutes from here, where I am speaking to you from right now. And then I ended up in Great, I shared my experiences with you. I shared my opinions with you. If at some point in time you either agree or disagree, I would love to hear from you tonight. If you don't call in, and you don't call into the show, and let's face facts. Most people that are watching this show right now or listening to this show right now probably don't even live in Jamaica. And I am here in Jamaica, in Alligator Pond, on Manchester, on the border of Manchester and St. Elizabeth. The fact of the matter is, the Prime Minister of Jamaica, Honorable Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who is of the opposing party that I actually support. And I will be the first person to tell you that I am actually pleased with the way our Prime Minister of Jamaica has been handling this whole COVID-19. What happens is sometimes when I come out and say things, people take it as if I am one-sided. It's in the background, my orange cap. Okay, fine. You can see in the background my t-shirt that says, I don't need therapy, I just need to go to Jamaica. You can see in the background my t-shirt that says, Jamaica is calling and I must go. But I went, and I'm here in Jamaica. And I listened 100% of what the Prime Minister of Jamaica said on Friday. All of it. While everybody switched to their Facebook friends, switched to their Netflix movie, switched to their propaganda YouTube thing, I stood still and listened and watched 100% of what the Prime Minister of this country said. And I will tell you, as a member of the opposition party, I am not at all upset with what he said. I, however, would like to make some suggestions. those of you, as I'm about to make my suggestions tonight, that may agree, disagree, or have a comment or question, there's a phone number that you can call if you're in the U.S., if you're in Jamaica. Unfortunately, it is still an overseas call. If I see a Jamaica number come up on my board, I actually will take that call first because I know that you're using your credit with Digicel or Flow or whatever you're using. So if you're ready, write this number down. 1-661-467-2407. I'm going to sit here for the next, whatever it looks like, about a little bit over an hour, tell you my opinion, and it's an opinion only. And folks, this is one person that I can guarantee you, hey, Howard, Perry Ricketts, thank you for joining me here tonight. Brethren, if you would like to call into the show, 661-467-2407, talk a little bit about what's going on here in Jamaica, because this is where I am. I'm broadcasting to you live from Alligator Pond on the Manchester side of the border, where the river runs sea and the police and everything just leave because we opened up the beaches and everybody still was gathering too much. People from Alligator Pond, I want to talk to them right now. We want our beaches open up and we want to have people come into our communities because you know that's how we live. And that's how we survive. But tell the people them so them have to make sure so them keep them social distancing. Not that I agree that social distancing is gonna control or contain or manage the virus. But if the government of Jamaica said we have to do that, then let's do it, folks. There's nothing wrong, especially here in Alligator Pond, by the river and the sea, of us buying our fish, buying our drinks, walk over the river, go to Hot Sand Island, where Marcus Roots will take care of you, but separate yourselves and spread out. We have more than enough space on this beach for you to do that. So if police, Alligator Pond police, Manipa police, or St. Elizabeth police have to come down here, tell us that we're not abiding by the rules, them right. Okay, people from Alligator Pond, understand this. In order for us to open up this country to tourism, to everything else, we need to abide by the rules and the protocols that our government and our authorities in Jamaica have established for us. They're not making up these rules just for the hell of it. They're making up these rules to control the risk management of the COVID-19. While trying to get our economy going. So everything that you are doing right now is just giving the government an excuse to go back to say, okay, we went lockdown. Sorry, I said that for the last 3-4 weeks to get the beaches open, didn't I? Those of you who have been watching this show are listening to me every Sunday here on CRSradio.com, I've heard me say the beaches should be open, right? We had 1,300 people that watched this radio show or listened to this radio show that called in to the office of the Prime Minister in Jamaica. I am not going to take credit or say that that's what caused them to open up the beaches this morning. But the Prime Minister opened up the beaches, and I can only speak for Alligator Pond River and Manchester and the Alligator Pond Sea. People actually took advantage of what the Prime Minister did. What do you think will happen if you do that? We're going to close the place down again. Can you blame him? He's trying to protect you and me. And I'm not part of that party. You know? Look in the background. You see that orange cap there? That's Peter Bunting. That's the People's National Party Member of Parliament for Central Manchester that I fully support to be the leader of the People's National Party. So it's not like I'm here talking to you as a JLP member. I'm talking to you as a member of the People's National Party. And I'm asking you, and I know, because when I walk through town every day, people are continuously saying to me, Maurice, or Mr. Harrison, or Mr. Facebook, thank you for everything you're doing here in Alligator Pond. You see, this show is about the Jamaica South Coast. And I retired here to Alligator Pond, Manchester, on the border of Manchester and St. Elizabeth, because this is the community that I grew up in. With everything that's going on right now, my personal situation right now is that I am going to absolute 100% community, Treasure Beach, Great Bay, and this Jamaica South Coast, because this is one area where eco-community tourism needs to be the number one product. Here in Alligator Pond, fishing, farming, and internal tourism is actually what we get our revenue for. Here in Alligator Pond, or people in Alligator Pond, as I walk through Alligator Pond streets that night, walk home from the dead yard, them 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I have the breaking curfew. I understand that. But when I love one of mine, and somebody like Blackup, for example, okay, has passed on, and to know the impact that he had on the community while providing a service to tourists or visitors outside of Alligator Pond to this area, I can't help but doing what I think right in terms of what I'm looking at. So I will admit to you that there are times that I've broken curfew to go and support the family of Blackup. And I'm appealing to anybody out there that wants to help the family of Blackup. If you tell me to start a GoFundMe page for that family, I will. Okay? This is what community tourism is all about. So I'm coming to you here live on the Jamaica South Coast show to try to bring you another perspective. If those of you that are my friends on Facebook, or those of you that are part of my page that I'm an administrator of, like Facebook Jamaica, or those of you that are part of membership of Capital Casual of Negril, those of you from people from Alligator Pond group, or my own personal friends, are right here on crsradio.com. Folks, I'm begging you and asking you, because you see, a lot of what I'm saying here tonight, I'm not actually sure of myself in my opinion, and I would like to hear differing opinion if possible. And I guarantee you, as a host of this show, I will not put you down. I will not make you sound like you're wrong. I will pose some questions, and I will ask you, based on what you say, okay, does that make any sense? Because, folks, this COVID-19 situation in Jamaica has affected the entire world. However, as Jamaica starts to open up for tourism, where expatriates coming back to Jamaica, which is their constitutional right, I have a concern that the Jamaica South Coast, which is what I'm an advocate of, may and very well be neglected. And I'm going to make my point tonight because I know that Prime Minister Andrew Holness, Minister of Health Christopher Thompson, are doing the best they can. However, sitting here on the South Coast, I have some concerns. Get a pen, get a paper, write this number down because I want to hear your opinion. I can't sit here tonight, folks, and explain to you every week my perspective of things. And while doing that, I don't get anybody calling in to say, I don't agree, or I agree, or let's get a petition going. I'm not a petition fanatic. I will only start a petition if people want to start a petition. I'm not a one-man band. I do believe that as an individual, I can make a difference. But as a group watching me here tonight, and folks, trust me, I didn't have to be here tonight. Right now, at 8:29 in Jamaica, half an hour away from Kirkview, I could still be in Great Bay Treasure Beach. You said, well, how are you going to do that and get home before 9 o'clock? Well, you said, my brethren, Selvin, and my nieces, Shauna, Anna Kay, may not have no problem getting a place to sleep tonight. But I came back here so I could do this show. So, if you're listening to or watching this show, Facebook Live, and I appeal to you to go to Facebook Jamaica, that, you know, go to crsradio.com and get on the link. Okay? Howard? I'm going to tell you what's going on down here in a minute. Peter Gay, most definitely maintain distance while building the economy. I agree with you. Greetings. Thanks, Peter Gay. Howard, thank you. Hey, Maurice. Yeah, man, thank you. All right? Go to this link that's on this Facebook Live page. I'd rather you do that and just watch me. Because if you go to this link, you will actually be showing that people are actually listening to this show. The number to call, folks, if you want to talk to me tonight about what I'm going to talk about, because I'm already almost half an hour into the show, is 661-467-2407. If you want to listen to the show, just go to the link that I put up here, http://obtr.com/. But it's right here in the Facebook Live feed that I'm presenting to you tonight. Folks, I'm not here because I want to be on camera. I'm not here because I want to be on a radio station. I'm here as a Jamaican, okay, coming back home to live in my country, that I love so much, because nowhere, no better than yours, to bring to you my perspective, community tourism, and the benefit of eco-community tourism to this country that we call Jamaica. If you have not taken a look, and here on Facebook, crsradio.com, I posted two videos today. One at Smurfs Cafe in Great Bay, Treasure Beach. And the second one was from Great Bay, which is just outside of Treasure Beach. I lend it to everybody here watching here tonight and tomorrow and the next day, because you know you can get the link whenever you want to and watch at your convenience. Presented it to everybody, my perspective. If you don't respond, that means you either agree or you don't care. And if you don't care, I don't want to see your comments anymore on any of my timeline, crsradio.com, or any timeline that exists right now. Because I am calling for people to take a stand. Howard, just checking out what's going on down there. I'm going to tell you in a little bit, my brother, as to what's going on there. Peter Gay, yes, most definitely maintain social distancing while building the economy. Totally agree with you. You see, these are people who are interacting with me tonight and presenting their thoughts about all of this. You can have opposing thoughts, you know. I have no problem with it. The problem is people tend not to want to say anything and just let things go in a stride. I'm calling on all you're watching me tonight, because I left greatly. I was having a hell of a lot of fun down there tonight. Okay? Between Shauna, Anna, Kay, Selvin, my brethren, my nephews, not by blood, but it's family. I had such a great time down here, but I had to come up to do this show tonight. So the least that I'm asking you to do is at least participate or make some comments. Okay? Howard is making comments. Peter Gay is making comments. Okay? And other people are making comments here. It does not have to be agreeing with me, because I'm going to get into the COVID-19 situation in Jamaica, how it affects South Coast of Jamaica. This show is not geared at presenting and talking about COVID-19 every week. It's out of necessity that I am talking about COVID-19. On this show every week. What I want to do, to be able to go to Great Bay like I did today and broadcast live from Great Bay, broadcast live from Clarendon, broadcast live from Milk River, broadcast live from Wyeth Falls, broadcast live from the Pelican Bar, broadcast live from Guts River, broadcast live from Alligator Pond River. And folks, the reason I want to be able to do this is to be able to bring to you what eco-community tourism has to offer to the South Coast of Jamaica. And to you, a visitor, whether you're a Jamaican, foreigner, to come into this country and actually enjoy the culture, the people, the sustainability of our communities, safe, secure, less expensive, and enjoy a good time. Okay? That's what this show is all about. This show is not about advertising or making money or anything like that. This show is about giving you, and I challenge you, either go to my personal timeline, which you don't have to. I would prefer If you go to crsradio.com, because in that group, everything that I share publicly, and I share pretty much everything on my timeline publicly, I share in that group. And that's the group where Dr. F has given me the opportunity to bring you this show every Sunday night. Now, this show can either go on or not go on based on if you listen or not listen. I know if you're listening because in the middle of the week, I can tell how many views or listeners there are. I don't want to waste my time any more than I want to waste your time. So if you don't find this show informative, or if you don't find this show helpful, and you don't participate, I'm fine with that. Because right now, I could still be in Treasure Beach, but I'm here back in Alligator Pond because I knew I had to be live. So it's up to you and me to decide whether this show is going to continue or not. Tonight's show, folks, is going to be basically speaking to the topic of COVID-19, the restrictions that's been lifted by the government of Jamaica, and is it helping, hurting, or not even taking into consideration the south coast of Jamaica, which, if you go back to the link that I shared with you today, of the Great Bay experience that I had today, you would understand that basically the all-inclusive properties won't give you their visitors, just know so you have to identify B&B in your area to achieve that. I understand that, Robert, but basically speaking, the corridor that the Prime Minister announced on Friday doesn't even give us that option. I thank you, my brother. I love you so much. You have been such a great contributor to your opinions because you really care about the people of Jamaica and Jamaica. So, folks, as we go into this show tonight, I'm asking you to come on, call in, comment, question, ask my opinion. And I promise you, I will not be disrespectful. I will hear what you have to say, and I will just give you an answer based on what I'm experiencing here in Jamaica. I live here. I retired here to home because Jamaica is my yard. And say, I always wear my Jamaican T-shirt. Nowhere, no better than a yard. If you think differently, that's fine. Opinions are welcome in this show, and I find that on Facebook especially, a lot of people give opinions and then they get degraded, beaten up on them. I promise you, I will not do that. I walk through the town of Alligator Pond. I walk from here by the river where I live over to Alligator Pond when I need to take a route taxi or go take a bus to Mandeville or a route taxi to Junction or whatever. I do that almost daily. And as I walk through the Alligator Pond area, people tell me, sorry, some of the little kids call me Mr. Facebook. I'm coming over from Mandeville the other night, and I'm walking the beach, and the football players that play over on the beach here by the river. Maurice, well gone, man. You see, what I do know is that the people here, and I had no idea that they were actually following me as much as they are. And I thank you, people of Alligator Pond. And I thank you, my community members here in Alligator Pond, for the many, many, many compliments that I get from you as I walk off. If I have an appointment at 9 a.m., and I'm taking a route taxi, I have to leave like about 6:30 or 7 o'clock because I have to stop and talk to people because they all are appreciative of what I'm saying. And those that are not, they will talk to me about it and give me their point of view. And I'm welcoming everybody here tonight to do the same. If you have an opinion or thought of anything that I'm about to say as I go into almost an hour of this show right now, call in 661-467-2407. If you want to talk to me, just press 1 on your phone and I'll be more than happy, okay, to address the question. Robert McLaughlin, I saw your comment. The all inclusive properties, so you have to identify BNB in your area to achieve that. And that is where I have a concept. Folks, we're going to get into the meat of the topic of tonight's show. Prime Minister Andrew Holness and Robert, I know both you and I are anti-government, but what I'd like to suggest to all my Jamaicans here and abroad that's listening to this show tonight is think of it as you have the power. A lot of people do not understand that the power of one is mighty. Because the opening of the beaches, which occurred today here in Jamaica from 6 a.m. this morning, beaches are